From King Ahab on the throne of Israel to the peasant in the most remote corner of that realm, people were brazen and open with their transgressions. Significantly, in his hymn, William Leslie identifies the prophets of pride and the priests of desire. And they're congregated on Mount Carmel, 850 of them, and no doubt many more milling through the country. There are plenty of those in Ulster today, and their number appears to be growing. As if it wasn't enough to have a spectacle of shame, they call it a pride parade, going through the streets of our capital and of the maiden cities, Belfast and Londonderry, the latest proposal is that they're going to export another one into the middle of Ulster, mid-Ulster. And of course, it's chiefly aided and abetted by that apostle of abomination that has taken up a charge in Coal Island, Church of Ireland, Reverend Andrew Rodding. This poor specimen of a cleric has branded his own Church of Ireland's teaching on marriage, that it's exclusively between a man and a woman, as homophobic. Let me give you a few reasons in passing tonight, and this is despite yesterday's dictatorial imposition by the British government of same-sex marriage on our province here. Some reasons why we must continue to reject same-sex, so-called, marriage. We need to reject it for the preservation of society, the promotion and the legal recognition of homosexual unions is not in the interest of the common good. A lot of people will say, well, that sounds very benighted, if not totally bigoted, but we say it in love, for codifying, as they are doing, the confusion of gender roles will not make for the peace of the city. It rubs against the grain of the universe. And when you rub against the grain of God's design, you're bound to get splinters and worse. A society as we have one today that says sex is up to your own definition, and the family unit is whatever you make it, that's not a society that serves its children, its women, or its own long-term well-being. And we oppose it still for the preservation of society, for the preservation of proper marriage. Marriage is more than love is love. The word means something, and the word marriage has meant something all through history. Marriage is what children can come from. Doesn't always happen, we know. But where this element is not present, even in potential, from the beginning, and at the level of sheer design, and at the level of sheer function, marriage is not a reality. We should never concede that gay marriage is really marriage. What's more, whenever we get into Ephesians 5, verse 31, 32, and we find that this marriage of a man and a woman is compared to Christ and his church. You can't marry Christ and Christ, or the church and the church. And also, why we must continue to reject this imposition. The preservation of society, one reason. Preservation of proper marriage, another. The preservation of the line between good and evil is another. The legislation of gay marriage further normalizes the kind of activity that up until very recently, and it still should be, was regarded as deviant behavior. But in our age of hyper-tolerance, people are falling over themselves to avoid stigmas. But stigmas can be an expression of common grace. Those who are our cultural elites, setting the pace, may never come round to the view that homosexuality is shameful, but defining marriage as one man and one woman serves a noble end, because it defines it as it should be. We don't help one another in the fight for holiness when we allow righteousness to look increasingly strange and sin to look increasingly normal. And so we oppose it for the preservation of that line between good and evil. We oppose it for the preservation of God's people in the future. You've heard the line of this argument many, many times. We are naive if we really think that a lovely compromise, a live and let live situation, can be enjoyed by everybody, if only those conservative Christians would stop being so dogmatic on the issue of gay marriage. The next step after giving up the marriage fight is not a happy experience where everybody everywhere does marriage in his or her own way. The next step after surrender is conquest. The cultural pressure will not stop with allowing some marriages to be homosexual. That pressure will keep mounting until everybody accepts and finally celebrates that homosexuality should be viewed as one of diversity's greatest gifts. The goal is not for different expressions of marriage. It's for the elimination of definitions altogether. And for those among our politicians who foolishly imagine that capitulating on gay marriage is like giving up an inch in bad law to gain a mile in goodwill, the reality is going to be so far different. As with all of the devil's bargains, this goodwill will not last very long. I pray that on this watershed issue of our times, there will quickly come a day when these prophets of pride and priests of desire will have a spectacular comeuppance on some modern Mount Carmel. Can that happen? Well, the question is, can God answer by fire? And the answer is, yes, he can.